Jackson Lacombe, along with his partner Jacob Trouba. Can Joel Quenneville get that pair of defense out there against the big boys of the Edmonton Oilers?
Anaheim wins the opening faceoff. Sit back and enjoy game number five.
Bouchard protecting against Mason McTavish. Ekholm will usher it up the left-hand side. Held in, hard collision between Lazar and Trouba, and the Oilers are away. Nugent Hopkins with goals in back-to-back games to Bouchard. Beautiful look. Quick shot scores. Vasily Podkolzin and Edmonton for the fifth consecutive game in this series strikes first.
Crowder here was a little quiet, a little tense to start things off. This goal gets them off their feet in an eruption. And it's just a nice stop up by Bouchard on the entry. Just the patience to slow up and wait for this play to develop. And a beautiful pass onto the tape of Podkolzin. The quick release snaps it up over top.
And that's why we tell you stuff about Dostal giving up the goal on the first shot. Here's a backhander that clipped the post. Podkolzin almost had two in less than 20.
Frustrated, didn't pick up that puck, missed game number four due to illness. Here's Podkolzin 20 seconds after making it 1-0 off the bar in the backhand.
Bouchard from that goal, right side. McDavid now drives, set up, here's inside. Surveys and shoots, save Dostal, rebound available. Bounced around, swatted a second time toward the net, taken by Minchikov. Stolen by Draisaitl, backhanded across, that was tipped. McDavid able to gobble it up. Still had two assists the other night. Gauthier breaks in. And we thought he looked better in the third than at any point in the series. A drive by Trouba, same age. Nugent Hopkins wins it back. Drive, Wallman, rebound! And that time, Podkolzin couldn't settle it down on his backhand. Everson across to Wallman. And almost as amazingly, the Ducks have 16 wins in that stretch. That goes back to the Olympics. They have trailed in 30 of 31. Hyman, Wallman a one-timer, that was blocked. And McTavish appears a bit hobbled. He'll try to skate that one off. Emberson across to Wallman. McTavish starting to feel better with pressure. Hyman drops it, Nugent Hopkins fired, and a blocker save made. Grounded in an uproar with the early goal and promising start for Edmonton. But remember, Anaheim trailed 2-0 in game four. Drive by Ekholm, rebound denied. On the doorstep.
In these playoffs, the Edmonton Oilers scored first. Almost have another one here as Roslovic right down Main Street.
On Sunday, Roslovic a steal, a shot, dribbles on net. Dostal able to spin it to the corner. And rallying to do so three times. Here's a turnover, quick chance. And Walshy had it blocked and rebounded. Kick to the corner. The left side, Granlund didn't get it out, but Hellison will. Poked away from Seneca. Dostal to play. Nugent Hopkins able to pick it off, redirect it, score! Zach Hyman, Edmonton 2, Anaheim nothing!
In the first period, and it's Dostal that has this puck. He looks up, he waits a little bit to play it, but it's a turnover. And Edmonton's defense have been getting the puck to the net quickly. It's obviously something they want to do a little bit better. Aggressive forecheck, get pucks to net, and Zach Hyman, where he usually goes around the net, redirected it, looked like maybe in the slot, then he just kind of touches this one through.
That's the one thing. Edmonton played LA four straight years. Not as offensively gifted a team. Ekholm a shot. And a save made. Dostal. Boy, that rebound was there. Carved out of there by Kapanen. Flicked over to Draisaitl. Gathers himself. McDavid inside. Poked away from Draisaitl one time. Tipped home. Draisaitl from Bouchard. 3-0. Edmonton pouring it on.
This is a beautiful shot pass by Evan Bouchard, but it starts with this work down low in the corner. Edmonton is winning these battles. Kapanen keeps fighting for this puck. Eventually, it's Draisaitl. A little reversal down to McDavid. He throws it for Draisaitl, but it kind of finds its way out to Bouchard, and he sees Leon Draisaitl side of the net. That's a deliberate shot pass right to the big...
Here's Kreider. Tried a little reverse hit on Nurse. Drysdale up the left-hand side, but the team's back 5-on-5. Lead pass Roslovic. 2-on-1 with Nurse. Roslovic will beat his man to the net, denied by Husso.
Here by Edmonton in this first period, they have not stopped. Here's the beautiful pass by Drysdale. A little quick look over his shoulder, knew exactly where Roslovic was. He had Nurse drive.
D-Man had a big night that night against Husso. Here's Carlson with a chance. A backhander kicked aside by Engram.
This is a terrific play. A little tap to Carlson right there by Gauthier. And he's off to the races. Tried to catch Engram on the backhand across the grain just over top of the pad. And he catches it.
Names like Messier will resonate. Otherwise, a reinforcement of the idea that a 3-1 series isn't over, Jack.
You worked that series as well, Oki. He'll get it back. Nugent Hopkins, 2 first period assists for Edmonton. McDavid looking for a lane in front. What a save! Husso! Dickinson trying to rake it free. Going to be kept in by Granlund. Nifty pass to Kreider. Now John Carlson's open. He shoots and a save made by Edmonton. Rebound Terry.
This chance once the extra attacker gets on the ice and the penalty expires to VL.
Leo Carlson. John Carlson. Leo Carlson. John Carlson, one-timer, and that was stopped
by Carlson, and then the one-timer by Terry. Just a great job to get that one away. First power play for Anaheim.
Driven by Savoy.
Second power play for Anaheim, and they've been hot.
Driving in McTavish to the net, blasted home, and Anaheim's right back in the game. Killorn has cut it to 3-1, and the Ducks' power play stays blazing.
Was the first power play after the 4-on-4 expired, and Edmonton killed it off. This is short work on this one, though, a little bit of a broken play. The first pass attempt off the rush by McTavish comes back to him off the stick of Murphy, but then he threads it through right to Killorn in tight, and he jams it home. Great stay with it. And a good
Hyman got it across. What timer Bouchard, and he half fanned on it. Tell you what, Husso's made a couple of big stops on the power play. Bouchard, McDavid loading up, dishing. What timer score? He won't stop that one. Draisaitl extends the lead to 4-1.
Backhanded Draisaitl. He gets across and stones Draisaitl. Where he stoned Hyman in tight. This move on the line by Bouchard under pressure. Anaheim has been ultra aggressive on the penalty kill. And it's going to take a play like Bouchard on the line did to set this up. He finds McDavid. And it's making the smart play. It's playoff hockey. That's the team that can execute that is the team that's typically going to have. Boom.
In front, put Colson to McDavid. He was stopped by Husso.
Weathers that hit, is able to make that play. Puck. Colson gets to a puck first. Quick pass out to the slot.
Kind of shimmy his way down the wall, but Draisaitl poked that puck free. Truba held it in, and then Kreider blasted Draisaitl into the ice. Draisaitl thought that could have been a penalty.
For Game 6 on Thursday night, Jack and Louie with the call of the third.
You see what he did there, Louie. You heard mighty comeback. And Scott, that wasn't the first goal in all 5 games. This is the first time, though, the Oilers have actually led heading into the third period. Troy Terry whistles one off the bar.
We've seen a couple of them. Hailing in the first period off the bar, similar spot, only for Terry. He kind of uses a little bit of a block off the faceoff, goes off the shoulder.
Off the draw, though, dragged out of there by Seneca. Bouchard stays with him across, shooting, and a tough save on Granlund.
Right now, and I don't understand why that's something they just can't do. This is a terrific save.
But as you said, you put it into a high traffic area. There's more than one way to score a goal. Here's Nurse scooting his way up to center. He'll get it in deep.
Yes, they're the more physical team right now. And this is a pretty good shot by Truba. I had a conversation with him on the off day between games 3 and 4 about stepping up in those big hits. And Jackson Lacombe in the same pairing, and that's what it was on that shift. Just both defensemen looking to bring the puck to the net.
McDavid, a big hit. Truba steamrolled Savoy.